everyone. Welcome to HR Sessions. My name is Holly Reeser.
And I'm Sydney Evans. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate all the support so far. And yeah, we're just so appreciative of everyone's kind words. So we just wanted to take this short little episode and talk more about, Holly and I and, why we're interested in HR and then also like the purpose of the podcast. So Holly actually came up with the idea for the podcast and she reached out to me. So I'll have her talk a little bit about how it kind of came to life.
Yeah, thank you. I was so excited to do this with Sydney. The idea all started because over quarantine, I decided to buy a podcast set. Didn't know exactly what I wanted to do with it yet, but I knew I always wanted one. And I was like, oh, I could talk about HR, and I knew it wouldn't be right without Sydney. So I'm so glad that she's here to join us. And yeah, just diving in a little bit about the purpose of the podcast. Essentially, we want to take this time to speak to HR professionals and understand their experiences leading up to their current role, and then kind of talk about what their current role entails and what advice they can give to students who are pursuing a degree in this field. And more of this specific idea came about because I just recently started my first internship this past summer, and there were a lot of questions that I had going into it. And I wanted to utilize this platform as a way to use as a resource for students pursuing either an internship or a full-time career in HR. So, and I knew Sydney is very passionate about HR as well, and we can dive into our experiences, but super excited to be working with her. I had actually met
Yay.
Sydney in the HRA, which is the Human Resource Association here at Indiana University. She was the president last term, and I was the director of professionalism and events. And we can dive into that a little bit later. But that's essentially how we met. And yeah, just a little bit more about me. I am currently a senior. I'll be graduating here in December with a major in human resource management and a minor in law and public policy. I am from Avon, Indiana, and why HR? I am very interested in what people are passionate about, and I really am motivated to elevate others' success, and I really want to know where people's values lies and how they can kind of incorporate that into their everyday life, and which will mostly be work. So that's very the main reason why I chose HR. And also I would claim myself as an extrovert. I really love to help people, and HR is a very impactful role. It kind of lies at the center of any company, and I'm striving for a job that's very challenging and is very impactful, and HR can do both of those. So and then some other things I'm involved with. Again, I'm still a member of the Human Resource Association, just not serving on the executive board anymore. And I'm on the exec board for my sorority. And I also have a job here on campus called IU Event Services. So that's a little background about me. Sydney, if you want to kind of dive into your background a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm from Valparaiso, Indiana, which is like an hour from Chicago. I'm also majoring in human resource management, but I'm graduating in the spring, so May 2021, which is crazy. I can't even believe like 2021 is so close. I mean, I'm happy for it to be 2021, to be honest. I think everyone is. But anyways, I have a minor in education policy, and I have that minor because I'm really interested in education. I actually wanted to become a teacher, but my mom's a teacher and told me not to. And I'm really happy she did. In the moment, I was like offended. I'd be like, I'd be a great teacher, mom. What are you talking about? But looking back, I love HR so much and I'm so glad I went into it. Yeah, for HR, like I always knew I also liked like the business side of things, but not like business, if that makes sense. I like HR because you can be personable. And there's more of like a human element to it. And like Holly said, like really, like you're helping people. I know that sounds super basic, but that's like what you're doing. And it's also super cool because you can be strategic in HR. So I think overall it's just a great combination of things. And then different things I'm involved in. So like Holly said, we were both in HRA together. And that was such a fun experience. Yeah, Holly, she was completely in charge of the case competition. So we really bonded over that. We had a lot of different meetings and it was super fun planning it. So we really got to become good friends through that. So that's super exciting. And then let's see, I also volunteer at the IU Auditorium, or like I used to, because musicals aren't really a thing anymore. So I got to like usher and then see free shows, which was super fun. So if anyone, I guess, is younger or like a freshman or sophomore when musicals come back at IU, you should definitely do that. It's so fun. And then I'm also a peer educator at the O'Neill Career Hub, help people the resume, cover letters, all those fun things. So that again goes back to the like, helping people, like, you know, kind of get to their full potential. So that's really fun for me. And then last thing, I'm also a campus recruitment coordinator for Ascend. And just a little plug for that, I guess, because it's kind of part of my job. I might as well. basically, like, it's a nonprofit that, you know, partners with universities and, like, employers all around the state to connect students to jobs and internships in Indiana. So if you're interested, let me know. I can hook you up. You can use my little link, my personalized link. But anyways, that's things I'm involved in. Other fun facts about me, like I really love musicals, as I mentioned, and like singing. I love basketball. That's my favorite sport. I really hope there's basketball in the winter, but we'll see. But yeah, that's kind of the main things about me. So I hope you got to learn a little bit more. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to learn a little bit more about us and our background. And we have some exciting news. We are able to speak to a different HR professional from a different company every week until November. So we are so excited to feature those guests, and we will be posting a new episode every week. We're very flexible. There's no specific date at the moment. So keep an eye out for that on our social media. And a little plug there, we have an Instagram. It is called HR_sessions2020. We utilize this platform so people can interact with us and we can post a little background of our upcoming guest, who to expect, and what we will be discussing. And we are leaving an area for people to leave questions so we can ask our guests right on the episode. Also, we are utilizing a Facebook group. It is called Indie HR Professionals. This is a great networking source where there are thousands of HR professionals. They post job opportunities. And again, it's just a great way to get a huge network in the Indianapolis area. And Cindy and I had originally made a post about our upcoming podcast, and we received a lot of great feedback, and we are so excited that people are going to tune in and join in on the podcast. So super excited about that. So keep an eye out for both of those and go ahead and follow our Instagram. We have also posted on our LinkedIn's, and we plan to post the link to our episodes on all three platforms. So keep an eye out for that. Okay, that's all we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate all the support so far, and we hope you guys enjoyed learning a little bit more about us. Make sure to tune in tomorrow at 5 p.m. We'll be posting our first episode with Kristen Lampkin. So hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.